This episode of How Was Your Run Today was recorded at the Moose Drop Inn, which is just steps from the Millinocket Marathon, home of the Crankle 2K.
Brian, we're sitting in the window, the front window of the Moose Drop Inn here at the corner of Penobscot Ave and whatever this street is that makes the corner of it. And we're seeing some marathon, full marathon runners coming in, some few half marathon people coming in here. The race is coming to an end of the fifth running of the Millinocket Marathon.
I can't believe five.
It's unbelievably, and we've been involved in four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was the unbelievable fourth running of the Crankle 2K.
So many people.
It was so many people.
So many costumes.
We've both just completed the half. The How Is Your Run Today gang all sort of stayed together for the full 13.1. We had nothing but a good time. How are you doing, Brian, and how was your run today?
My run was different than any run I've ever had. It was astounding.
Mm.
It was great weather, first of all.
Yes.
It was cold.
Yes.
The ground was covered with snow.
Yeah.
The Golden Road was ice and snow covered, but they had sanded it really well.
So much sand.
But it was so sunny and not much wind.
Almost none.
I'm very glad I didn't run the full marathon, I'll tell you.
You felt
that.
It in the shade, but, and even now, if you're looking out now where the light's going at this time of day, it's starting to get a little chilly. I mean, let's be clear. What was the high today? 24?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was still cold.
It was brisk.
But I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
The Crankle.
Oh, my goodness.
There were so many people there. There were so many costumes there.
Oh, my goodness.
We had so many prizes donated by listeners of How Was Your Run Today. Thank you so much.
Oh my
a million
gosh.
Times over.
Thank you.
We threw out so much coffee to our fans.
That's right.
Thank you. And I just have to say, it was an amazing experience. We had a police escort for the Crankle 2K.
Yeah, we've never had that. It felt like an actual organized race. 200 plus souls put feet to asphalt and just ran around almost a full official 2K. As we know, the 2K is not truly a 2K.
It's a little shy.
But that's the point, isn't it?
The number of people at water stations, and I put that in quotes, because I discovered that actually the water stations in the Millinocket Marathon do have a lot of water.
There's some water.
There's an awful lot of Fireball. And other items to drink that are not necessarily typical race fare.
We had like minestrone soup.
Yeah.
At some point, right? It was a vegetable soup.
I had hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, which was a weird one, but
it was great.
It was great. And the warm Gatorade I've never encountered.
It was fantastic.
Heated Gatorade. It was quite different.
It was cold. There was a porta potty with an How Was Your Run Today sign on it. Other sponsored porta potties. It was an amazing
Tom
race.
Zotti potty.
The Zotti potty was there.
I used the Zotti potty at mile two, and I used the How Was Your, I did not use the How Was Your Run Today potty at six.
The
did
line
you use
was
that?
Too long. So many fans wanted to use.
Yeah, they
our
wanted
potty.
To get their photo in there. Tell me this: did you have the banana slice and Hershey Kiss mix?
No. Instead, I had the cherry soaked in Fireball.
I had two of those.
Wow.
They were very nice.
But all of that aside, let me say this.
Please.
The field of runners was enormous.
So many.
The
What are we talking about? Do we say it's over 2,000 runners?
It had to have been. There were so many people running a full marathon. I couldn't believe it.
It had to have been very, 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 very big. The biggest we've certainly ever seen.
I believe so.
So, I mean, to see what this thing, and you and I were very lucky on Friday to get to go to the press conference, which we've never been
That's
able
right.
to do before. And the stats that they were talking about in terms of growth over the 5 years, it is crazy how big this thing has gotten.
It's almost unprecedented, I think.
And I'm so excited that we've been even the smallest part of that, because the people here have been so generous and allowed us, and not only allowed us, but really have helped us do all of that. And I'm sitting here right now not only next to you, my partner in crime, but also a little gold statuette that you brought. This, of course, is your Emmy that you won back in June.
Thank you.
For Run Millinocket, the film made by Greg Shea that you and I produced along with him. I've, of course, left my award at home because they're making an announcement about shirts. Oh, my goodness. There's business happening in this store, and that's the point
of
why we're
here.
Well,
it's the Moose Drop In.
This is the Moose Drop In, and you'll occasionally hear the sound of the cowbell on the door, and there's giveaways happening. There's, I believe, arm wrestling competitions. Something is happening right now. Just to set the scene, the sun is starting to set over the trees. It's getting chilly, but the feeling of warmth and love happening right now inside this business and all the other businesses along Penobscot Street, which is the de facto main street of Millinocket, should you ever come this way. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's unreal.
The number of activities that were happening on Friday, there was an Untalented show.
The No Talent Show.
The No Talent Show. There was the Bronson Arroyo Band.
There was the
playing.
Reverse Parade of Lights.
There was that. There was apparently a flamethrower, which I was not able to see.
Flamethrowing pirate?
Something like
or
a flamethrowing
pirate. Fire-eating pirate?
Yeah, there were activities all Friday afternoon and evening.
You and I just walked down the street, and there was a random chicken finger truck.
That's right.
And we each had
one of the single
best chicken fingers I've ever had in my life.
That's right.
With some honey mustard.
Yeah.
And it's the only reason why I'm still conscious. I'm so very tired, Brian. But I'm so very happy. Tell me what's happening next here.
Well, we're sitting at a small card table at the Moose Drop Inn, and we are going to invite runners to come and speak to us about their stories, about what happened to them today,
okay,
and what they accomplished.
That's
and
exciting.
We're just going to get some of the sounds of Millinocket.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Come on, Bray.
Hey, Peter, there's a two-minute video I want you to watch.
Where's it at?
It's on EndeavorRun.com. So EndeavorRun is a start-to-finish program designed by top coaches for professional-style training for any runner who just wants to up the professionalism of their running next year. It combines the key elements of a pro-style season, such as personalized training for any race distance up to the marathon, nutrition plans, a team retreat out at the University of Oregon, ongoing virtual events and support, a VIP race experience in Las Vegas. Now, that sounds good.
Whoa. How do I get to do any of these things?
Well, you go to EndeavorRun.com, EndeavorRun. Now, originally, there were only 120 spots. I assume they're going fast.
Well, if we're talking about them, probably.
So go to EndeavorRun.com, watch the movie, and when you're ready to sign up, use the code MILE. You get a pair of free shoes of your choice. EndeavorRun.com.
EndeavorRun.com. Are you looking for a unique way to explore a new city?
You know I always am.
I have another question. Are you wanting to stay fit and have fun at the same time?
If you mean to get fit, yes, I would like to get fit in another city other than this one.
Well, the answer to both those questions is to join City Running Tours and the Sweat and Sightsee program on a guided running tour. Located in 14 cities across North America, the City Running Tours team is passionate about their city and love to explore it through running. These Sweat and Sightsee tours are the ideal way to discover secret and iconic neighborhoods in any city. Brian, if you happen to be traveling while you're training for a race, or you're just a business traveler out there trying to fit a run in your very busy schedule, just looking for a fun and social experience with other runners while you're in a different city, Brian, you can go to cityrunningtours.com. That's cityrunningtours.com for your city running tour today. And if you use coupon HWYRT, you can receive 10% off your next tour. CityRunningTours.com.
Okay, my name is Summer Harvey.
That's like two first names, Summer.
Harvey? Is Harvey a first name?
Isn't Harvey a first name?
For people named Harvey, it is.
That would be, yeah, that would be good.
Are you heir to the Harvey chocolate bar empire in League of Their Own?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
That'd be kind of awesome.
Nope, I'm not.
Does anyone even know what Peter is referencing?
Harvey,
as a matter of fact, I don't. I was just going to pretend that
You've
I didn't. No
the movie
one's
League
asked
of their
me
own.
That before.
Maybe.
You've never seen the movie League
Maybe
of Their
Own? Maybe in 1987 I did.
89, but okay.
Thank you.
92.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I don't know what it is.
Sure, yeah.
Madonna
sure.
was in it.
Summer, did you run the half or the full?
I ran the half, and it was really great.
And was this your first time here in Millinocket?
It was, as a matter of fact, yeah.
And can you say a few words about what the experience was like for you?
It was fantastic. It was chilly, but I was prepared. I was really nervous about picking how many many layers to wear because I didn't want to be too hot because that would be pretty miserable.
Sure.
So despite my nerves, I think I picked my layers well. And
very
it
good.
Was a lot of fun. There was a group of five of us. One of us, Alex, was in a bear onesie, and the other Alex was in an elf onesie. So
oh my
we we had a really great crew.
So what is the group that you guys represent?
We are here from Park Run, as a matter of fact.
Very good. Which chapter?
Jamaica Pond Park Run. Which?
Ow!
Okay, so I actually have to tell you guys. Mm-hmm. I heard of from the Paul Davies episode that you guys did, and so I started going to Park Run like over a year ago, and it's been a game changer since. So I moved to Boston for grad school, and it's like it's hard to make friends in grad school.
Yeah.
And so I made a ton of really good parkrun friends because I listened to the podcast.
No kidding.
So it's been really amazing. So thank you guys for
You're
having Paul
welcome.
Davies on.
Absolutely.
And for like showing me parkrun.
And that's a group that meets every Saturday for a 5K. Is that right?
It is every Saturday for a free 5K at 9 a.m. We were at the Arnold Arboretum over the summer because they were doing construction around Jamaica Pond.
They certainly were. Yes,
but we're
were.
Back at the pond now, and it's gorgeous. We're very excited to be back.
Wonderful.
So yeah, anytime anyone wants to join for a free 5K, and we always go to City Feed afterwards, and we just get coffee and we chat, and it's a really amazing little community.
That's
really
great.
Fantastic. And we're starting another park run in Cambridge.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, they're
going to
be
great.
Doing a test run on December 14th. It's going to be the first official test run.
That's bold to launch in winter. That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure people will show up.
That's
yeah.
great. And what are you going to do for the rest of your time here in Millinocket right now?
We're going to go spend money in the town.
Yeah, you are. That's the whole point. That's great.
I'm starving. I've earned a good hot meal.
You got to get a hot meal and buy some holiday gifts because this is the place to do it.
Exactly, yeah. Going to stock up on some Millinocket running gear. Got
awesome.
My medal. It's
right.
so cute.
Awesome.
It's adorable.
And were you part of the Crankle last night?
I was.
What'd you think?
It was really fun. It was really sweet. I really liked the tunnel at the end with all the high fives.
Oh, yeah, the cheer tunnel.
It was very welcoming.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It was great.
I know it's way too early to ask you this question.
What is the question?
But are you considering returning to Millinocket in 1 year?
Are you asking for a verbal?
Oh, wow. The vernacular has been said.
I guess we'll throw that down. I wasn't going to. I was just wondering if you were considering it, but I could ask if you're verbaling.
I would give it a strong maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I would give it a strong maybe. If more parkrun friends or if other friends wanted to come up and run it, I would for sure do it with a little group.
Because mm-hmm.
it's a really sweet weekend.
Sure,
it really
sure.
is.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we hope to see you because, you know, it's going to be the fifth running
Annual
of the Crankle.
Crankle.
Just
yeah.
saying.
Fifth Crankle.
And
fifth
I
crankle.
See the gauntlet really has been thrown for how creative you have to get with your costumes. I mean, the Golden Road that won, it was spectacular.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
It's ridiculous.
So I had a really cute, I had my little ugly sweater on, but it wasn't quite up to the standard. So now I know how I have to come prepared next year.
Yeah, the Golden Road and the Burrito Run really were
the
over
burrito
the top.
Run.
Yeah, come
they
on.
Were so cute.
They really took it up
magic
a notch.
Burritos.
Yeah. Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming out.
Yeah. Thank you so
Summer.
Much for having
All right, we'll
me, guys.
See you, Summer. Thank you.
Where's the finish line? Which way to the finish line?
You can't get there from here.
Sean O'Neill.
Sean, you ran the full Millinocket Marathon today.
Yes.
How was your run today?
It was great. The second half was better than the first half.
That is amazing. I've never heard anyone say that, and certainly in my experience, my one experience of running the full.
Wait, let's dig into that. Now,
once you make that turn, it's very difficult.
Is
so
it because...
Why was that?
I don't... It seemed to go better and smoother, and I lost track of time more. It took longer, obviously.
Yeah. But was the Golden Road a little bit better for you because it had been trotted upon, or worse?
I don't think so. I think it was still like beach running.
Yeah, it was beach running.
It was definitely different. And I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, so I don't normally run on snow.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
We get about 2 snows a year, and if you wait 3 days, they'll melt.
Yeah.
So,
well, how many? Is this your first running of the Millinocket Marathon?
First running of the Millinocket Marathon, second time in Millinocket.
Okay.
First time we walked here.
You walked here?
Oh, because you went the Appalachian Trail.
Because you,
my fiance and I hiked the AT, and then we got married at the end.
Oh my goodness!
So
this is—it's been 21 years since we've been here.
Oh,
and,
so this is old home week for you.
That's right. So she's still with me and putting up with me. So.
Unbelievable.
Truly, and you barely know me.
Yeah.
But nice. Already.
So
yes.
wait,
yes.
you've returned to Millinocket. So 21 years since you've been in the Baxter State Park, Mount Katahdin region.
That's right.
And you came to run this marathon. How did you hear about this marathon?
I'm not exactly sure. It could have been y'all's podcast or one of my running friends in Raleigh has run it before, run the half before, And so somehow at the same time, either she talked about it or I found y'all. And I just love the concept of the whole giving back and helping out the town. And for us, my wife and I, it was tricky because we own a toy store, and this is Christmas season. So I've never left in December for a day, much less a full weekend. So it's like, no, it's not about us. It's about others. Let's give back. Let's make it happen. Let's go up there.
That is an enormous sacrifice because,
huge.
I mean, these 6 weeks is everything,
this is
right,
everything
for
right
your
now.
Business.
Well, hopefully my part-time people are getting it done.
I was going to say, the store's not closed.
I hope not.
I'm going to turn to Peter and say, Peter, do you have any questions about a toy store in North Carolina?
I could ask a question.
It's not that kind of toys, Peter.
But the question I really want to ask is, and if you can speak to this, you were here 21 years ago and you're here now.
Yeah.
How is this town different?
I don't know, because I honestly don't think I was paying attention. I was 28 years old. I was here to get married. I've been in the woods for 6 months hiking. We're in a whole different place in our head.
Did
and everything
you come here
else.
To like stay and eat? Did you do anything in it?
We stayed at a little bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
And then for a night, I got a straight razor.
Shave.
Whoa.
And I shouldn't say this because, you know, well, statute of limitations probably out. But my dad takes me into the barbershop to get a shave. And the guys, I'm like, yeah, I'd love a straight razor. Like, oh, that's illegal. And then he closes the blinds. So you want one?
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, really? Yes.
That's amazing.
That's great.
And then we went to the little Catholic church and we got married and it was great. And
that's terrific.
And then we got a ride home. So we didn't really spend much time here. It was the time getting here.
Yes, yes.
Everyone who was here, like the woman at the bed and breakfast, she's like, oh, you're not having a cake? And we're like, no, we're going to have a reception back in North Carolina in a week. So she baked us a cake.
Oh,
and took it to the church, and so we cut it with my Swiss Army knife.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing!
And then someone else that we were hiking with that we met the day before the wedding was like, "Oh, what are you doing for flowers?" And my wife's like, "Oh, we're just going to go pick some wildflowers." And she's like, "Oh," so the next day we see her in town, and she gave us a $100 gift certificate to the florist.
So
it's just everyone, whether they're from here or not, the town brought it out.
But that's the spirit of the town.
That's a little Millinocket magic
right there. That is right. So as a related follow-up, what kind of toys do you sell at your store?
It's a specialty science and nature. Ooh. So, and then we do science classes and birthday parties and programs.
Oh, that's excellent.
So we have real microscopes and telescopes, but then also Playmobil and chemistry sets and electronics building kits and...
What's your biggest mover? What sells the most?
Yeah, what's the big thing this year?
Okay, so that's like my least favorite question. Because typically those big must-haves are flash in the pans, and they often don't have a lot of value.
Right.
And most people don't want them in January.
Right.
So truly for us, it's those classic toys. You know, the learning, the things that have developmental concepts, and, you know, the stick is in the Toy Hall of Fame. First of all, there is a Toy Hall of Fame, and the stick is in it.
That's right.
Because it is the essential thing. And building blocks, people have been stacking rocks since day eternal.
Right.
That's right.
So those quintessential classics do very, very well for us.
Do you carry Lego?
We don't. Lego can be a hard company to work with as a small business, but we have some Lego compatible product.
Yeah.
Their patent ran out a few years ago, so people do fun things with it.
That's wonderful.
Playmobil's doing real well for us. They have a movie that came out this week.
Oh, that's right. For $5. Every ticket was $5. I saw that. That was their promotion.
I didn't even hear that.
I know. It's crazy.
I want to go. I don't know if the Alamo has it, but I want to go see it.
You should do. So are you near an Alamo draft house?
Yeah, they opened one like a year and a half ago. And
that's a life changer, isn't it?
It's a mile from the house. We'll walk up there.
Yep.
Sometimes just have a beer, sometimes just watch a movie.
We do not have those in the Northeast yet, and I'm hoping one will open because that would be wonderful.
Do you have a secret life in North Carolina I don't know about, Peter?
No, I just know that the Alamo Draft House series or chain, it's sporadically. It started in Texas, and I think it was Austin. Is that right?
I think so. They're keeping it weird.
Yeah, they keep it weird. As you do, Brian.
Not San Antonio, where the Alamo actually is?
I don't know actually where it started.
Right. Let's keep Millinocket weird.
Well, there should be an Alamo Draft House could happen in Millinocket.
I'm going to ask one last question, which is this. Is it going to be 21 more years before you return to Millinocket?
I don't think so. No, we got to have it happen more quickly than that.
All right,
awesome.
Then. That's all excellent.
Right. Oh, and the crankle was fun.
Great.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I got to wear my Luna sandals.
Ooh, nice.
I wore different shoes today, but yeah. but was but the Lunas for
took,
last
took
night.
Care of you. Okay.
Yeah, wasn't bad for that distance.
Good.
We try to keep it. We try, talk about keeping it weird. Congratulations. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
appreciate
thank you.
It.
Nice to meet you.
Meet you. Thank
good
you.
To meet y'all.
Stephen, welcome to the card table of power and creativity here in Millinocket in the Moose Drop Inn. You ran the full today. How was your run today?
I ran the full. It was harder than last year.
In
which,
what way?
Which was harder than the year before, which was harder than the year before.
From so a weather perspective, a course? What was the game?
I just age.
That could be. Yeah, sure, right. Yeah.
How many marathons have you run this year?
This is my third.
Okay, and when was the last one?
2 weeks ago.
Well, that might be part of it.
That might be part of it.
Come on, brother.
Could be. Could also be all that snow on the Golden Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little mucky. Second time around, I was sliding all over the place.
Was it? Could you feel it be discernibly colder the second run around?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every year.
Every year.
It's brutal. So I was looking for Brian this year.
Yeah.
I see you every year.
Yeah.
On the road part. You weren't there. You let
well,
me down.
Well, we were running seven abreast as we
yeah,
hit
we
the
were
road.
Packing.
Oh, yeah,
and
I figured it
and
was.
We were really slow. Not we weren't slow. We were deliberate in our pace. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, we took every opportunity to stop, picture,
yeah.
fireball.
I thought
snack.
That might be the case.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
You probably lapped us.
You know, I was
times.
Doing that last year with the whole fireball thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ended up running faster last year. I think.
Well, there's something
fireball,
to be. Yeah, something to be learned there.
Yeah, I was afraid. I don't know. My wife's here, and we have an announcement.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So the inspiration of Katahdin has pulled us into a decision, and we're both quitting our jobs, and we're going to go down to Georgia and walk to Katahdin.
Wait,
this
what?
Are
happening?
You kidding me?
Is this real?
We are so excited.
Oh, my goodness.
When? What? This coming spring?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy
I already gave my notice.
What?
So next time we're here...
Wow.
Hopefully it'll be in September.
Wow.
By foot.
When are you beginning?
Well, we both got into the Boston Marathon
uh-huh.
through our club. So
okay.
we're going to run that and maybe hopefully we'll be recovered enough a week later to
fly
get going.
Right down to Springer Mountain
yep.
and start.
One-way ticket.
Oh,
holy
my
cow.
This is
this
all
is
commitment.
Crazy.
Quit your jobs.
Love it.
Running Boston Marathon, flying to Georgia.
Hiking on up.
Yeah.
The next
six
that,
months?
5 months?
5 months?
Yeah.
Jiminy. I
wow.
like it.
Yeah. It's,
I like it. Brian, this is inspiring.
So you'll be in Millinocket in September.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then you'll just have to hang around long
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, you just wait
the,
3 months. Yeah, just
yeah.
chill out.
Well, we'll definitely be back next year.
Okay.
Amazing.
That's
December
wonderful.
As well.
This is an incredible story.
Yeah, I figured it was worth broadcasting this.
Yeah. No, thank you for sitting down because this is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, it is for me, and it is for
yeah.
Deb,
congratulations.
For sure.
Wonderful.
We've been talking about this for years, and then when we started coming up to this race and staring at Katahdin, it just finally got us into gear.
And instead of trying to park at Baxter State Park and climb it, you decided to fly to Georgia and climb
oh,
Katahdin.
Yeah.
You need a little ramp up. You need yeah. to, yeah.
Yeah, we got to warm up. You know how that goes.
Yeah, you can't just
takes me a while.
Can't just hike that thing. You yeah. got to really walk
yeah.
most of this country.
At least the easier goes, yeah. That's an amazing
yeah, so
announcement.
That's my news.
Wow.
Should
wow.
I drop the mic?
Yes.
No, you
no.
could drop it because yeah. that's all you. We're not going to beat that.
Yeah,
holy
no one's
going to
beat that.
Wow. We'll see you all next right. year.
And the other thing I want to do is...
Oh, rub it? You want to
oh,
rub
yeah.
the Emmy?
Oh. Touch that Emmy.
Well done.
By the way, kudos on the costume last night.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh, we haven't
I gave
even
you a fist bump. I was Cat in Hat last night as yep. I ran by. All right,
all right, Stephen. Thank
let's
you so
let
much.
Else talk
we'll
you.
See you next year.
Good to see
thank
you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Brian, who's joining us now at this card table of entertainment?
Riley Gage.
Daniel Adamitz.
Exclamation point.
Question mark.
Question mark. Dot, dot, dot.
Phlegm.
Ellipses.
Dan and Riley, you've been on this program before, but you have never been on this program after having run the Millinocket Half Marathon. How was your run today?
My run was fantastic. I was paced by a 6-year-old Siberian Husky.
Aww.
She dragged me along. She took none of the fireball shots that I did. She took none of the jello shots that I did.
Nice.
She was feeling great.
Mm-hmm. And you were feeling?
You're feeling great?
Right now, I feel great.
No, yeah. Dan, what about you? What was your experience today?
I would call it a overall positive and enjoyable experience. I ditched the jacket at mile two at my first shot of Dr. McGillicuddy. The lady said I looked a little ill and I needed some help from the doctor. Fair enough.
Nice.
Had a great run up the Golden Road. High-fived as many people as I could. Took shots when they were available. I had a delicious piece of bacon. An amazing shot of maple syrup.
Oh, I didn't get one of those.
Mile 12, that's where totally. It's at.
Oh,
what,
wow.
mile 12. 12?
Yep, jeez. Right in town.
The vegetables.
Syrup shot with a hot cocoa chaser.
I had the hot cocoa and the vegetable soup.
Vegetable soup was on point.
The
hot cocoa, all the fireballs. The best thing I had was a slice of banana and a giant Hershey hug in the same cup, and you popped them both, and the blend was like,
Now, what did you think of the road conditions? Because the Golden Road was, it wasn't golden, it was quite white, actually, and a little slippery. What did you think of those conditions?
I didn't mind them, actually. The, like, snow-sand combo was, like, running on the world's worst beach. But, like, impact was gentle. It was nice. You just keep trucking along and saying hi to people on the way by. And, yeah, I mean, the incline got a little old, but that's...
What, 6 miles?
Well, it was no big deal, right?
I would agree with that because it gets a little weird when you hit the asphalt back on the highway or the main road, rather... And the canting of the road is so pronounced that you start missing the evenness of the slick ice, snow, sand mixture. And my ankle feels that.
Would you say that ankle is cranky?
I might have a cranky ankle. We should probably give that a name. Let's call that crankle.
How did this compare to your experience on Memorial Day weekend of running the Pineland race?
Wildly better, Brian.
Wildly better. Okay.
It turns out it was about 80 degrees cooler today, mm-hmm. which was nice. There was no mud. The course was marked correctly,
which was a wonderful advantage.
That
is a huge plus.
Aid stations were significantly more alcoholic.
Less food.
Debatable.
I got a pancake at one point. I got two cookies, some bacon and sausage.
That's right. We saw a pancake on the ground near mile marker 12, remember?
Yeah, the one problem with the pace that Peter and our group were running was that some things had run out at our
the
point.
Cookie
but it was
lady,
still...
The cookie lady is still eluding us again. We're
I
not
missed
have to
the
come
cookie
back.
Lady.
I still wouldn't have run it any other way, though.
I think I took all the cookies. I apologize.
Did you guys see the candy bracelets at mile 3? They were just in a bowl.
Yes,
like,
saw the bracelets, yep.
Yeah, it's sort of like Halloween and the house they gave up.
Definitely.
I have one question that I guess I'm asking everybody because you're now the second one. Would you consider a return next year to the Millinocket Marathon and Half?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right, that seems pretty straight up. How are you going to spend the rest of your time in Millinocket now? What's happening?
We are currently shopping and just walking around the city. We're going to be here for the remainder of the day/evening because
nice.
We have an Airbnb again tonight.
Okay.
Craft fair maybe later.
All right.
Do it.
Yeah.
Spend some money. Enjoy yourselves.
There's a all-you-can-eat taco bar with margaritas that we're going to hit up tonight.
Oh, that sounds good. Who's hosting that? Do you know?
One of the local bars here in town.
Okay.
It was on the Facebook.
Well, it's great to see you guys, and we hope to see you back again next year. And if you do come back, next year will be the fifth running of the Crankle.
Oh,
I'm not saying the prizes will be even better than this year's prizes.
I will train for a 1K. Next year?
Oh, I see. So you have... Okay, this is interesting because you mentioned this last night. You were not happy that the official distance was not a true 2K. Is that correct?
It's not that I wasn't happy. I had overtrained, I would say, for a 2K.
And I heard a rumor that you went out and got your extra steps in to equal a true official 2K.
Yes, I did. I ran back to our Airbnb 40 miles away.
You really
did? No, that's not true.
Oh, okay. But you did.
Where
go,
was I?
You did up the miles toward the end there. Just to
I
you
did.
Needed to get your full 2K.
I did. I was shocked when we came back into town. We were about a half a mile.
I'm. Have you ever listened to this program?
Yeah, we're not. Though?
We've announced many times
this.
That it's not even
none
close
of
to
this
a 2K.
Is really official.
We announced
in any way.
This as a 2K before we'd ever been in Millinocket. And when we ran up and down Main Street, we're like, well, that's like 3,000 feet.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
Maybe.
It's okay. Yeah. Next year I'll be prepared. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna win.
All right. Oh, okay. Whoa.
The pinata costume is gonna be back too.
All right.
I like the pinata. That almost
that was good.
You were in the top five. I'm gonna say that right now. I know we only gave prizes for the best, but gosh, yours was very close.
Don't crush my dreams.
I'm
Peter.
Not trying to. Just come back. We'll see how you do.
Dan and Riley,
thank you very much.
Dan
and Riley. Brian, we're joined by Aaron Keller, who this was my second race running alongside Aaron. Of course, we had met up at the famous Boilermaker 15K, and here you are. This was your what marathon?
Second Millinocket.
This was your what crankle?
Second crankle.
You won costume division in the crankle. How many years running?
2 years running.
Oh my gosh. Can you describe quickly what your costume was?
So this year when I was thinking about costumes, I was thinking about, you know, Millinocket and everything that it means. And I thought, you know, what's the hardest part of the race is the Golden Road. So I thought, you know, to defeat the Golden Road, one must become the Golden Road. So I themed my costume after the Golden Road.
In order to become the Golden Road, you wore a golden bodysuit, which was identical to my golden bodysuit, except in one respect it was a little different. You told me in no roundabout terms that the zipper is supposed to go in the back, Brian.
Yes, it's like a wetsuit.
You full-on had it on backwards.
I had no idea.
That's probably why it felt uncomfortably tight.
Having never worn a bodysuit before, I didn't really understand what I was doing.
For the listeners at home,
I didn't really understand how I was feeling
about
it.
If I could describe what was happening in the front of you, I mean, we saw everything, Brian. Way too much.
Well, yeah. You were wearing shorts.
No.
No?
He took those off for the run.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw too much.
It wasn't good.
We saw way too much.
In any way.
We saw way too much.
Way too much.
But your costume, on the other hand, you were wearing a full golden bodysuit, and on your head, a lighted Mount Katahdin.
Yes.
With pine trees. It's amazing. No wonder you won.
And can you describe the gift or prize that you won at that time?
I won some fantastic mittens. As I understand, they are Norwegian lamb's wool. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
They are incredibly cozy. Mm-hmm. I spent many, many, many hours last night wearing them. Once I got back to my housing, I put them on and I did not take them off.
What did you think about the little leather tag on them?
The little leather tag was an HWYRT tag. Clearly hand-tooled, very well-crafted. It's a nice touch. I'm very excited. They're lovely mittens.
Well, they're well-crafted gloves for a well-crafted costume. Congratulations.
I do what I can.
Congratulations. And also congratulations on recently being engaged.
Yes, thank you.
That's a different kind of marathon that you're going to enter.
It's a different kind of marathon.
Wow. One that you will also master and probably win a best costume for.
Here's hoping. I haven't figured any of that out yet. I've gone as far as saying yes, and that's about as far as the planning has gone.
And now your job is finished.
Yes.
No.
No.
Not even close.
No.
And I want to thank you for chatting us up. You stayed with the group the whole time on this journey in the half marathon. And how did you enjoy that?
I had such a fun time. So I'm in my off season right now. I'm between marathons, as they say. So my goal today was to PR shots of Fireball. And I'm happy to say that I accomplished that.
Mission
goal.
Accomplished.
It was a good time. It's always better to run with people. It's always good to run with friends.
Yeah,
it is. Anytime you have people that you can chat with, that you can talk to, it makes everything so much better.
All right. Well, we'll probably just be back in about 364 days.
364 days till Millinocket 2020.
365, actually, to leap year. Oops.
I'm already thinking about my crankle costume.
You better
be. It is the fifth running of the crankle.
We're going to have to bring it.
Some things are going to happen.
We're going to have to bring it.
I don't want to talk too early about it, but there's some plans in the works. Aaron, thank you for coming out.
It's going to have to be a good year. We'll see it.
We'll see you soon.
Next year. Yes,
2020.
See you soon.
Goodbye.
2020. Bye.
Millinocket, crankle, 2K. And this is take two.
Yeah, so Jeff just called me out. We were finishing wrapping up the interview with Jeff of Carabasa Coffee, and I realized that I hadn't hit record.
You're peering behind the curtain today.
I mean, here's the story. Awful. We're all just humans. Things happen. We didn't say anything earth-shattering, except... Well, everything that we said.
Yeah.
So, way to go.
Sorry.
And just, you know, we'll do it again. So,
altered mental status, low blood sugar after running.
So, if you could just, could you just repeat everything you said after, hey guys, do you mind if I sit down and talk to you?
Well, let's do it like this. When we received 2 pounds of Carabasa Coffee last year, Peter and I,
it was a game changer.
It was amazing. And you
and
came.
I was loving the subtle hints on the podcast this fall.
Oh, I don't think we mentioned it, did we?
No, not at all.
It was all subliminal. Yeah. And you came last night to the Crankle 2K with 2 boxes of coffees, which we threw out. And you would think that I was throwing out extra years of life to people. And maybe I was.
People love free coffee.
Individual packets of Crankle 2K. And the thing that almost knocked me off of the logging truck was the fact that it's... our logo was on it, and it was called Crankle 2K Blend.
It's phenomenal.
I hope I didn't violate any copyright.
No, I think we're okay.
That's amazing. So tell me a little bit of the story of Carabasa and how reaching out to organizations and people in that way sort of is in the culture of Carabasa.
Well, Carabasa Coffee supports... In general, we try to support things around kids, around activity, around environmental things, and we've got a lot of customers in rural Maine, and we just do this kind of fun thing for the coffee donations with the custom label. We do it for our regular customers. We do it for special events, for races that people are putting on, fundraiser things like Seek the Peak on Mount Washington. We used to help out with that, things like that, and it's just fun to put a custom logo on something. People get a kick out of it. They grin.
Well, you know, coffee for coffee drinkers is such a big part of their daily life that to have it be attached to them in some way, I mean, it really, I'm not sure you can appreciate how fun that is to see Crankle TK or the HWYRT logo on a pound of coffee.
It's unbelievable, and it was a total game changer for last year. I still have the bag. I mean, I went through the beans in like 2-3 days because I drink a lot of coffee. I still have the bag. I'm always going to keep the bag. The fact you came back, you brought more product, you gave us enough product to just willy-nilly throw to the crowd of 200-plus people. My question to you is, when does Carabasa Coffee go from the unofficial coffee of How Is Your Run Today to the official? Brian, your thoughts?
We're witnessing the ceremony right now. It has happened.
This is it?
Carabasa Coffee is the official coffee of How Is Your Run Today podcast.
It's so awesome.
Yes.
How do we get more?
Yeah, how?
Do we just have to keep having races? What do we have to do?
If you're not skiing the slopes of Sugarloaf Mountain, how do you procure coffee from Carabasa?
Well, you put on a race and you contact us, clearly. especially if it's a random race in the cold, in the dark, wearing flashing lights.
That's
And maybe a burrito costume.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, then it's okay.
We're going to get to that in a minute.
Okay, so how does someone who may be not going to attend a race, of course, that we're going to now organize all the time just to get free coffee, I understand. But how could someone actually procure the coffee themselves?
Well, you can pick it up right on our website, carabasacoffee.com.
Okay.
The spelling is probably challenging at times if you're not from Maine, but the search engines generally figure it out.
All right, very good.
Try growing up somewhere other than Massachusetts and then moving there and trying to spell Massachusetts all the time. It's not as easy as you would think. It's
same as Carabasa. You lose count on the S's and things. So
how many E's? How many S's? How many T's? We need to talk about your costume for the Crankle.
Oh, it wasn't about me. It was definitely about the 11-year-old. It wouldn't have played nearly as well.
There were matching costumes, and they were what? Can you describe them for us, please?
We were burritos with with light-up mohawks, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. But we were on a burrito run.
This blew me away.
Now, you won a prize. Do you mind telling us what the prize was?
Oh, I did not win the prize. It was definitely the perfect prize for my daughter, and she wore it last night.
And what can you describe what that was?
It was a unicorn headband from the Running Unicorn.
Oh, from the Running Unicorn.
Corinne Griffiths.
Exactly.
That is so amazing.
And as soon as I heard who was the donor of the gift, I knew what was coming.
Yes.
Oh, and yeah. I'm like, this is the perfect thing for this kid.
Of course.
She was lit right up last year when we did the Crankle last year. So this is my second Crankle, my third Millinocket half.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was just bounced, and she was all upset that she would have to go to school and was afraid she'd miss the Crankle on Friday night.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. She was wound for sound on it. It was phenomenal.
It.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. How will you spend the rest of your time this weekend now here in Millinocket?
Probably getting beat by pool by my daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you do that? Over at the Blue Ox?
There's a couple of pool tables in the lobby of the hotel we're staying
at. Nice,
the Katahdin Inn and Suites.
Well, she deserves to beat you.
Yeah.
And you deserve to lose.
Yeah. And we'll go eat tacos first, too.
Nice.
So
you're the second person to mention the tacos. Where is that going?
I think it's a new thing this year. It's the tavern at the Highlands Tavern at the Pomola Lodge.
Okay.
Yep. Well, enjoy your tacos, and we hope to see you again next year. Is that possible?
I think it's very likely, yes.
I'm not saying we need more coffee, and I'm not saying please, like, maybe send some early so we can test it out to make sure it's going to work.
Yeah,
but,
quality control department.
Well, I'm just saying quality control
in the greater Boston
thing,
area, yes.
You know, it's important. Thank you so very
Fantastic.
Much.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy listening to you guys, and
it's
kind of funny to bump into people that you don't know in real life until you meet them in real life.
That's right.
Well, our show is significantly funnier because we drink your coffee.
So yeah, it would really be a slow, boring show without Karabasic coffee.
It would not be good. So thank you.
Well, thanks for appreciating
thanks
it.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See you soon.
And the Emmy Award goes to Ron Millinocket.
Brian, we're sitting here with Moose Drop Inn owner, purveyor, and unofficial mayor of Millinocket, Tricia Sear. Tricia, how do you feel about our Emmy Award?
You don't even know how I feel about this Emmy Award. It's the best thing ever. I just wanted to feel it and rub it and hold it. And I walked it around the store and I showed it to everyone and I might have even kissed it. Because I am so proud of you guys.
Oh, well.
That is the most amazing thing. But wait, guess what else happened?
Go ahead.
You won this on my birthday.
No way.
So it was like a birthday present for me.
Oh, what was that? June 16th?
15th.
June 15th.
Get it right. I remember. It's my birthday.
I can't know.
The 16th
is my
birthday.
I was high on drugs. I just had my knee operated on.
That's true.
The day before.
He could
have my meniscus removed.
He could barely make it to the stage.
Yeah, it was rough.
But you made it.
I did.
Well, you would have crawled G.I. Joe'd on that for that one,
right? I did it for you because it was your birthday.
Thank you.
That's the only reason why we won.
You should have seen
it
backstage trying to balance crutches and a huge box.
Yeah,
and
that comes
an Emmy.
In a giant golden box.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Did you bring the box?
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Okay, thank you, because you know I need to see that.
I also have a gift for you that's related to that. I'll give it to you off mic.
Off mic?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah.
How is the Moose Drop in this weekend?
The Moose Drop Inn this weekend is crazy fun and busy.
Woo-hoo. Okay, we like that.
We do love that.
Well,
I've got a lot of great people that are here working and
they're
handing
working
out medals and doing stuff.
And are they all related to you?
How many
not
sisters
all
do you
of
have?
Them, but a
do you
lot
have 15
of them.
And every
sisters?
Single woman who has seen me and I've said hello, and she said, "Oh, hi, I'm Trisha's sister." And I'm thinking that maybe this is just a line you force your employees to say.
I should, but my sister Cheryl flew from Florida.
Yes.
My sister Cressa flew from Arkansas.
Unreal.
My sister Claudia came from New Sweden, Maine. And then me, because
okay,
that's all
is
the
there
sisters.
Anybody who didn't come out? That you really are sort of disappointed in that you want to shame right now?
Who do I want to shame?
You have a brother in there?
I have five brothers.
Well, where are they?
Well, one died,
okay,
so he couldn't make it.
That's not we're doing that. We're not doing that.
But the other four would have been here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got issues.
They got stuff going
okay.
on.
They don't like people.
Are they in Maine?
Who's in Maine? Daryl's in Tennessee. Do you remember? I have two in Maine.
Yeah.
But they're antisocial.
Mm-hmm.
You have a big family, man.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
My brother Lonnie only has one leg, so he didn't have a leg to stand
what
on,
is,
so he couldn't make
gosh.
It.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Where?
Okay, I'm bad.
Trisha,
sorry.
Trisha, where did you grow up?
I actually was born in Holton, Maine, and grew up in Mattawamkeag.
Every time I pass the sign, I'm never sure exactly how to pronounce it. Mattawamkeag.
Mattawamkeag. I have to tell you something else, because there's these amazing shoes at my store.
Yeah.
That my sister Claudia makes.
Are they
and
being
the artist
featured?
In residence is wearing
are
them.
Are they these boots right here right now?
They are those
sparkle
boots right there right now.
Stiletto lace up high heels.
We're going to have to photo document that. That's
with Millinocket Marathon
there's a
logos
lot
on
there's a lot
them?
On
and
there.
MDI logo on the other heel.
Oh my, so they're the Sea to Summit.
Those are the Sea to Summit high heels.
Oh my gosh, they're amazing.
That's lovely.
Wow.
Are they not the best things ever?
They're the best things ever.
They're the best thing ever.
So I was going to come down when you were doing a recording.
That's okay.
And I didn't make it, but it was okay because Patty made it.
Yeah, she sure did.
Oh yeah,
she
Patty did.
She was our guest.
And you're here now.
I am
so
here
that's
now
what it makes
because
up
you had to
difference.
Come to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's the way we do it. That's the way you run it.
And we'll be back here in 1 year.
You will.
Yeah.
In the same spot right here?
Well,
yeah,
probably.
And we have to make plans right now for the fifth running of the Crankle.
Oh my
Can
gosh.
You imagine that? How crazy was it last night? Did you see how big it was?
Okay. I was outside.
Yes.
And Chewbacca was out there?
Yeah, Chewbacca
was
out there.
He was our turnaround.
Yeah.
Okay. I was standing out on the steps and people were like, Trish! And they were bypassing Chewie.
That's
so
crazy.
I'm like, oh my
That's
gosh.
Crazy.
So I went and stood by him.
Yes.
You had to do it. You had to stand next to Chewbacca.
Yeah, I didn't
as
want
we
him
all
to
do.
Feel bad.
Stand by Chewbacca.
We've been saying over and over again that we're, like, the fourth year, it's pretty incredible that this is still happening and then it's grown. Like, there was no plan for this to happen.
There's no roadmap to growth.
No roadmap. Right.
Right.
It's just you keep putting it out there, the people of Millinocket keep putting it out there, and all these crazy runners keep showing up and making it amazing.
You help that.
I don't know about that, but
you do because you guys talk about it a lot.
I guess we do.
And you're amazing. And everybody just, it's a great time.
It is a great time.
It is a great time. We talked about it so much that the Academy gave us this golden statue. I had to shut up.
Do you know what? This golden statue, I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
You really do like
what
it.
What do
you
don't think
you?
About the
I
weight?
Really
of it.
I know. No, you really do.
It's really.
And it's really heavy, right? It's got some
it's
serious
super,
heft.
Super.
Yeah, no, you could clog somebody
could,
with that.
And those
yeah.
wings are sharp.
I could really yeah. do some maiming.
There's a lot of stuff that can happen.
It's
with
a
it.
Dangerous statue.
Yep.
It is.
Really.
And now it has my fingerprints all over it, and I love that. But I'll polish it for you.
No. We want it to have the luster.
Yeah, we want that.
Patricia Sear luster.
It's been loved.
The best thing ever. Do you know what my favorite thing is in my house?
I don't.
Maybe some How Was Your Run Today artist.
Oh.
Made me a bus last year.
Oh, yeah. That bus was pretty sweet.
It's in my living room.
Can you take a picture? Will you take a picture of it in location? Can I have one?
I actually have taken a picture of it when I was listening to you.
She posted
through
one.
My...
Oh, right.
What is that, her name?
Alexa.
And my coffee, because that's how I was handling it.
Because that's the way you roll.
That's how I rolled.
Trisha Sear, you've been nothing but kind to us and emboldened us to only do more and more, as much as we can possibly do. You are doing tenfold, 100-fold. We thank you. Get back to work. You're losing money.
And with that, peace out.
Peter, this has been a great weekend, a great Millinocket event. Congratulations to all the runners, all the winners. Millinocket is a winner. Thanks to everyone who lives in Millinocket and the surrounding areas for opening your hearts and your arms and your stores and your warming stations. For us, crazy runners who come up to run the Millinocket Marathon in half, also, congratulations to our friend Flat Lori, Lori Michener, who won the Daytona 100-mile race when I know she was secretly wishing that she was up in the frozen north.
I think her only thought process for 100 miles over 17 hours and 40 minutes was, I guess I need to win this because I'm blowing off going to Millinocket,
that's right,
which is my favorite race. So this is the only way I can do this. So good job, Lori. Brian, before we go, what did you think of my costume? We've never really taught your costume... caught headlines. A lot of people talked about it. But what did you think of the subtlety of my
I didn't
costume?
Even see you. I did the Crankle with Lance.
Well, that's my point.
I did the Crankle with Lance Mallory. I don't know where you were. I think you kind of freaked out and went away. And I only know Lance now.
I did bring Lance to life in a whole new three-dimensional way.
You sure did.
No, he doesn't sound like that. That's
no, he
just
doesn't. I don't even know what
that is. Just don't talk down to me. That's weird.
Hey.
I sound like Igor's bed inflating at 3 a.m.
Air mattress.
This has been episode 181 of How Was Your Run Today with Brian Gould and Peter Villa. Music, as always, as intempumpa. Fufla. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru working on overtime this weekend, Brian. And the artist in residence who won a hat in an auction here in Millinocket and whose artwork was auctioned off is Andrea Bonnie Gould.
And won by our friend Craig.
Hi, Craig. Congratulations.
Thanks to our sponsors, Endeavor Run, EndeavorRun.com. Use coupon code MILE for a pair of free running shoes. And City Running Tours. Use coupon code HWYRT to receive 10% off your next City Running Tour experience. Peter, people can join us every Saturday for our Stat Chat. Please go to the internet and social media. That would be Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please tell us how your run was. Please tell us how the weather was. Please give us a sweet, sweet photo.
Brian, for everything else about our show, including our deep archive of 181 shows, you can go to howisyourruntoday.com or hwyrt.com. Brian, we're packing up now, about to leave the lodge here in beautiful Millinocket. Do you have any thoughts before we go?
I'm empty of thoughts. I can't wait to come back next year. Long live Millinocket.
I'm already thinking about the next race I'm going to sign up for.
Ooh, you know, a lot of people ask me that question.
Yeah, that came up.
I really need to plan out the year. Maybe that's what I'm going to do over the upcoming few weeks while I'm not running at all.
Wonderful. Big thank you to our housemates this weekend, your daughter Skylar, the great Igor Babushkin, and Brewmaster Will and his lovely wife, Chris. Thank you all for dealing with a lot of crankle tension.
Oh, my crankle!
My crankle's tense!
Give me some magnesium foam.
Millinocket, give till it hurts.
Ow.
My crankle.
That's funny. Oh my God, Craig won the bus.
Oh wow, congratulations man. Looks great. Nice job, man.
Did you slip on the ice? How was the Golden Road?